Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are heading back into the Paranoia XP universe. Yes! We are all invested. We are part of a reality show, apparently. We'll get Justin to do a recap in just a second, but I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and this episode is brought to you by NobleKnight.com. We're out of print. It's available again. You'll be able to get some amazing RPG books from there, like stuff that you never thought would have been possible because they would have been out of print a long time ago. These guys have it. And also, offworlddesign.com. You'll be able to get some amazing geek chic t-shirts from there.
I think it's offworlddesigns.com, but either way.
Didn't I say that?
I think so, but either way, check it out. Their stuff
Designs
is amazing.
Yes, offworlddesigns.com.
Contradictions are treason.
Yes. thanks, Justin. And I'm joined with my cohort, of course, who is the loudest fuck in the room.
Of course, it's me, Tito Puente, and I am playing an annoying hygiene man. My God, I'm a walking fucking toothpaste commercial.
That's minty awesome. Fresh.
Minty fresh?
And a clean team is a mean team.
And I am Dexter R. FCP1 Equipment Guy, who is also a cyborg.
Sir, you're joining.
I hope no
Down
one has
syndrome.
Any prejudice against robots. Hint to players in the group that have prejudice against robots.
Yes, and so then we also have to my left.
Julian Grizzled War Veteran Spillane, playing Gunter R. Bach 1.
He's seeing demons everywhere
the
now.
The loyalty officer who is portraying a Grizzled War Veteran.
And to his left?
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo. I'm playing Ginger R-U-Y-T, the Theramintar Star, and trusty team leader.
Yay. And then to your left?
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo, playing Hunter RBCW, the happiness officer, who's a little bit confused as to how he's supposed to stay happy and serious at the same time with this role he's playing for the show.
And that brings us to me, the game master for tonight.
Yes, hi.
The man who's playing Hello. All the strings, playing my friends like puppets. When we began our mission, our troubleshooters had just been promoted to Red Clearance for the very first time, awaiting the very first mission by our friend the computer. They got their mission, tailing them to head to the transbot station. They headed to the transbot station. The transbot that was waiting for them was destroyed, replaced by another transbot that whisked them to Sector SDK, where the man who was waiting for them behind the red doors detonated himself with a grenade. As they went running through the corridors, they were taken down into an illegal black market where they bought a case of Bouncy Bubble Beverage Classic and a whole lot of chocolate and a few other things, nefarious things, secret things that actually haven't been revealed yet, but we know they're in their pockets and hope they don't sit down the wrong way or they might end up poking themselves. And so then we had, from there, they continued down a hallway where a man in green was being scrubbed to death by a scrub bot. And before they could follow him off to research and development, where he was heading off to go show off some wares for PLC, a man in yellow arrived and conscripted them to the reality show Shooters, where our players playing players began to play players within a reality show. And they described who they were all doing, and now it's become meta within meta, as now they're playing roles who are playing roles. They then headed off to Crime Scene Incineration, was actually the name of that scene, where they were dealing with the dead body of one Mark G, I believe. No, Mark... Was it Mark G?
Marco.
I don't know.
Marco G?
No, Marco G was the guy you rescued. And then it doesn't matter what his name was. The guy was dead anyways, beaten to death by a scrub bot. And on the computer, they found Marco G, the man they had rescued, had signed them up for some kind of list. A list which has sent another man sending out messages by the name of Alligator, demanding a ransom for the dead of a man, for putting a bounty, basically, out on one Marco G. 250 creds to the man who kills him. You don't even need to tell me. Actions speak louder than words. I'll know who you are. So, we're at the vats still after dealing with the scrub bot that tried to attack our team. An infrared is dead. Another man is dead. The place is completely destroyed. Wreckage smoldering. Our man, the reality show man who joined the team, thinks this is like the best thing that's ever happened to his career. Harry Y, the producer for Shooters, you have received an email. From a spam telling everyone, kill Marco G. This is the man you rescued from a scrub bot about an hour ago. What do you guys want to do? You're still at the food vats. You've got a limo that'll take you anywhere.
Well,
and
I did let them know that of the message between Marco G and the deceased man. So I just want to make sure that the party does know that.
So the you're telling your troubleshooters.
Yes,
we've all received the same message.
But the message that linked and implicated Marco G with the actual spam, with the list, and that our names are on a list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
If you've noticed, some of the spam messages we've been getting have not just been coming from HPD and MC, but also from members of your own team.
That's true.
Hmm. Fun times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ginger. What are you sending me spam? Ginger,
yeah, Ginger,
what are you sending me spam for?
Spinning? Why?
It's a secret.
So do you want to find Marco G? If you find him, do you want to help him or kill him?
Is it worth... Do you guys think it's worth the credits?
I don't know. $250 seems pretty pretty cheap to me.
Especially given all the damage you've caused. You're probably going to need all the help you can get.
Yeah.
Because
this is true.
You'll be personally responsible for all damage caused to computer equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when the low doctor stabbed the computer and it exploded.
Oh,
I didn't actually stab
team leader, give me a stealth check.
A one.
Yay. Oh, your roadies have returned. They're stuffing all of their spray can bottles into their pants, and you look around. They've been graffitiing the walls for the last 25 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Perhaps we should leave. Actually, that needs to be cleaned.
What kind of graffiti?
Oh, no. Yeah. What kind of graffiti?
Just give me a d20 roll.
Everybody?
Yeah.
All right. 11.
15.
18.
8.
20. I'm wow. Like, it's colors!
Oh. It's writing.
Okay, great. So what do you guys want to do with Marco G?
Wait, I rolled an 8.
Yeah, I know. I'm sending you a text message.
Oh, okay.
We should find out what he knows.
I think we should investigate, find out what this whole connection is.
Okay.
Okie dokie, smokey.
Sounds good to me.
Beep. Would you like to share it with the rest of the class? Apparently not.
Someone punch Johnny Five, please.
Gladly.
Johnny Five is alive.
Perversity point, Steve.
Coming.
Huh?
Take a perversity point. Also, write down on...
While you're looking that up, I'm going to have a take an aside with you, GM, with Ginger. Is that all right?
Yeah, QQ. Write down QQ. There, Steve.
QQ more.
What? We're having a two-player secret.
I don't like this.
Oh, my God. This is really intense, you guys. We're going to have two players talking in private with the GM. I've turned my microphone off so they can no longer hear me in the other room and faded them down so they're just in the background. Eat the microphone or no one's going to be able to hear you.
All right. So,
like, eat it. You're even that, you're too close. Like, it's really quiet. It's
your
a stupid piece.
Are showing their graffiti was a symbol of Death Leopard, which is a direct, you know, membership of a secret society.
A terrorist secret society that likes to smash things.
That is a termination by death.
We wouldn't know.
I just want to know if you would like to do the was responsible and execute your roadies, or should I?
No, not if it's the truth.
You know what? I'll do it. Our characters won't know what's on the pass. Public, it's got to be done.
Publicly.
Yeah. I know.
Publicly, eh?
They got to be, we got to set
a one-man band.
There you go. It needs to be done.
The deed will be done.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, get back in the room. So, we're 10 minutes into this session. We're standing in the ruins of the... Like, honestly, you guys want to get out of there before internal security shows up because they're going to have questions to ask, things to do. I mean, Marco G, that message didn't just go to you. That was sent out to everyone on that spam list. So, do you want to save him or do you want to kill him?
Let's find out what he knows first.
So you want to get to him. Last time you heard anything, he was heading to research and design for the PLC meeting.
I think that's where we should go, team leader. What do you think?
I think I need to take care of something else first.
Do you need to go poopsie?
Okay, the team leader walks around behind the limo. Team leader, give me a D20 check.
I find this very suspicious, and I want to follow her.
20.
You trip and fall on your own shoelaces.
Can I follow team leader?
You turn around and team leader is high-fiving all the roadies. They're giving her a drink. She's going around, being lifted up into the air. They're Theramintar. It's pretty incredible.
That's what I see the team leader doing?
Yeah, she just kind of got caught up in the moment.
Okay.
I mean, she rolled a 20.
I'm going to ask Harry, the producer, so, can I get,
a perversity point, team leader, for being such a great rock star.
I wanted to ask Harry, can I get, a cape?
No.
Why not?
No.
I want a hat, then.
You broke the crane.
It wasn't my fault your guy's an
idiot. I'm responsible for all damages done to computer equipment.
I promise you, you will get massive returns.
Whatever.
Trust me.
Guys, this is getting boring. Can we do something?
Yeah, I'm staring intently at Ginger, waiting.
Peter,
are you
feeling angry?
I'm feeling a little miffed.
Yeah.
A little ignored.
If I give you a hug and maybe a little bit of something, some happy life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Gives hug.
Hug.
And you've been.
And I've been booped. Ding.
And you've been booped.
Ding.
And we're getting dinged.
Ding. Lovely.
We're getting more dinged. Okay. I don't need any more dings.
Ding.
Jeez, okay.
Ding.
Okay, seriously.
Ding. Ding.
I miss you, sad face.
Ding.
Peter. Jeez.
Ding.
Peter, what are you sending us messages
Ding.
For?
I'm glad you miss me.
Ginger,
right
once
here.
Again, you're sending us message.
Ding.
Just want your attention, that's all. Okay.
For those listening at home, we have received numerous amounts of small paper with spam messages on it. We don't need to read them out to you. Let's just say that if you've seen spam messages, you
it seems
know
pretty
spam
clear that your
are.
PDCs are sending spam to each other now. It's completely out of control. If Marco G put you on this list, maybe he can take you off of it. Unless you enjoy having this kind of nonsense happening in your life.
It makes me feel loved.
I find it very interesting that these spam messages are coming from Peter and Ginger and not anyone else, though, from our group.
Happiness is mandatory.
Justin,
it is also not your role to be questioning the suspicion level of anyone's, you know.
Well, I'm kind of upset that I'm receiving these spam messages from these two.
Don't
Dexter,
be.
Do you need a hug?
Harry Wise, guys, time is money. Time is money. I got this whole production crew with cameras, shooters. It's going to be airing tonight. What are we going to do? What happens next?
We go searching.
I'm still staring at Ginger act as treason.
You know. As much fun.
Team leader? Are you just going to let yourself be pushed around by your loyalty officer?
Oh, no. But I am snapping out of my fame and glory with my team here. Well,
take
my
on
team,
your steely but... resolve?
Yeah, you know what? Because I got to do business.
Okay.
So
loyalty officer, you are really invested on Ginger succeeding at this mission. Do you wish to use perversity points?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I will use one perversity point on this.
Only one?
Well, two. Why not?
Anyone else want to use perversity points to help or not help what the team leader is doing that you don't even know about?
I want to help the team leader.
You want to help the team leader? Okay, how many?
I'm going to spend two.
You're spending two to help? You guys, you don't even know what she's doing.
She's team leader. All is trust.
Yep. You got it, guys.
I'm going to spend two as well for the team leader.
Team leader?
Yes.
All right. You've got an additional, how much is that, 6 points?
Six.
Yes.
6 points. So roll the die. What's your violence at?
My violence is at 9.
Are you using your laser barrel?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's your energy weapons?
energy weapons is 13.
13. So you were trying to roll under 20.
Yeah, I got an 11.
You got an 11. So that's a margin of 9.
Okay.
So you go around behind the limo. Okay. All your roadies are like, yeah, Theramintar, Theramintar. And everyone can hear them chanting, Theramintar, Theramintar. Zap, 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 zap.
Did you just waste a bunch of motherfuckers?
I sure as all did.
That's awesome.
They were annoying on the rolls.
Harry loses his shit. What are you doing? Those were my extras. I hired them. They're playing a role. This is all going to be on me.
I did what I had to do.
That is so cool. 2 perversity points. What happens next? Marco G, his life is in danger. Every second counts.
Let's head to Marco G, I think.
Are we taking the limo?
Yeah. You take the limo. Harry,
this time
why?
I'm standing on the
has
hood.
The auto car limo drive the team out to SPD Sector R&D product review.
It's going to be awesome.
Here, R&D service firms make presentations where they need to convince various PLC firms and administrators to put their latest creations into widespread use. Marco G and his boss, Andrea B-O-C-K-5, are reviewing such a presentation today. And this is all Harry Y is able to find out. It's basically public knowledge. They put out these kind of business things all the time. So you arrive at reception, and your PDCs ding. Yeah, that's cool.
That's
you
timely.
Have an hour and 20 minutes remaining in your mission.
Oh.
You're in the reception area. It's nothing fancy. Waiting chairs look nice, though. Big doors labeled conference room are directly opposite from where you entered. Even bigger doors labeled main display are to your right. A red clearance staffer sits behind a desk, playing with some sort of twisty metal puzzle toy. A blue citizen in PLC garb busts out of the conference room. None of this stuff is sounding like what I want. Forget this sideshow, Nancy. Show me the hardware. Coming out right behind her are two individuals in R&D lab coats, one green, one blue, and then finally the familiar face of Marco G. Bud 4. He seems a little surprised to see you. Huh?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Right. You're here
for the reward.
The other guy in the green research and development lab coat. Oh, hey. You guys buddy of Marco G?
Yes.
Sure are.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, you're on the inside track on like his opinions, right?
Yes.
Like you guys get along? I mean, okay, here, listen. If you could, like, help, he kind of pulls you guys aside as Marco G and Nancy head off into the display room. He's following in her wake. She's still talking into her PDC, very businesslike. Bill G pulls you aside. Hey, guys, listen, I never met the guy until today, but listen, we really need Marco G to sign off on the things that we've made today. I mean, if you're friends of his, he seemed to recognize you. If you could help him, like, sell these products to Nancy, I mean, I could throw in some extra creds for you.
How many creds?
That's it? Just credits? Come on.
Come on. Like, all right, listen, all right. I might be able to throw in some cool licenses for some experimental equipment, but, I mean, let's worry about that later, right? Right now we got the sales presentation going on, and we could bring in some troubleshooters. We can try out some of the equipment. It'd be pretty great.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you get some of that cool gear now so we can walk in there and look awesome? Interactive presentation, hey? Come on. Looks pretty badass. The marketing guys will love it.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are like on
you
board.
I mean,
you just
stick.
Met Billy
right.
G, and he's going to help sell. You gotta convince Marco to convince Nancy to buy a whole bunch of these stuff that's like they're selling here in the display room.
Okay, so I have to convince Marco now.
Well, Marco and Nancy came out just as you entered the reception hall. He seemed surprised to see you, kind of blabbered a bit, and then followed Nancy off into the room just as Bill G walked up to you. He's like, hey, you guys know what this guy is? He wants you to help him convince Marco to convince Nancy. Nancy apparently won't listen to Bill, but she'll listen to Marco.
Okay.
And they're trying to sell these stuff, and they got to get all this stuff out or the computer's going to cut their budget in the next cycle.
Okay, I will approach. Marco.
It's a very easy.
Okay,
way
well,
to
you can't approach Marco. You'll have to head into
you
the other.
Follow, yep.
You have to follow them into the display room, and
I will do and try and remain as inconspicuous in case there's like a presentation going on.
So you walk in, and Nancy's sitting there at the table going, this is all terrible. This is all. Who are these? Who are you? Who are you? What are you doing here? This is the middle of a meeting.
They're talking to us, me.
Yeah, she's talking right to you. You walked in first.
Say, I am here as a troubleshooter, as you might guess.
Troubleshooters, hey?
Hmm. Yeah. We've come into some information. Evidently, if we could possibly borrow your acquaintance, your friend here, Marco, for just a moment, I promise you, it'd be worth your while. Just give me just 2 minutes.
Hey, no can do, guys. I'm here with a blue clearance executive right now showing off these R&D devices. I'll talk to you after the meeting. Right now, I got real business to do. Here, Nance, let me show you this thing here. Right here on the first table, fire and forget picks. Self-guided, hand-free dental cleaning tools, relatively safe, used one at a time.
Can I just squeeze the end, points,
flies up a gravitational repulsion effect, it'll clean the mouth all by yourself. Hands-free toothpicks. It's amazing.
What if we told you there was something else cooler than hands-free toothpicks?
He just completely ignores you. All right over here, we got kinetic boots. Tended to augment the wearer's
movements. I'm
going to
punch this guy right in the cock.
They work pretty well as long as you stay upright and they keep moving on their own.
I'm going to go, Marco, your name is on a list. You may want to pay attention because people are going to come here and kill you.
Yeah, I know I'm on a list. Hey, guys, everything I've done is completely legal. I gave you the 25 credits. You signed up for the license to be added to a mailing list with a bunch of legitimate businesses.
I'm going to show my PDC and go, okay, asshole, people are trying to kill you. They're offering me to pay you $25. That's amazing and
awesome.
You don't
get to Clarence Green without a breaking a couple.
Yeah,
red,
but this went
you know
out to
I mean.
Everybody. So I think it would be in your best interest to give me 2 minutes of your time.
He showed you his PDC with the exact same message.
I peek in through the door, right?
It's fine. I've been getting threats from this guy for weeks, all right? Alligator, please. Some Scion crap.
I'm fucking wasting
I'm
him.
I'm fine.
I'm wasting him. I'm wasting him. You son of a bitch. Ignore me.
What are you using, too?
I have my Uber laser gun.
What color is that?
I don't know. Justin never told me.
The energy gun had a yellow strip along the side of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to use my W3K, my www.whateverthefuck.com.
Okay.
And
anyone want to spend perversity points?
Just let me do it.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
Yeah, he is annoying. I'll help you out.
All right, he's a ball sack, so. Nine, and I spent 3 perversity points.
You want him dead? Okay, so.
I'm going to fucking put my...
What about the rest? Steve, are you spending perversity points? We can do this in secret if it makes it easier for people.
Yeah, let me talk to you, Justin, for a second.
Just send me a text on how many perversity points and whether you're taking or if you want it to succeed or fail.
Okay, all right.
And the same thing with loyalty officer. Do you want to spend any?
I'll let you know. I'll send you a text.
He's a threat.
You're annoying.
I've got 7 other items on this table I wanted to show off.
Not for long. Now it gets interesting. See, I'm going to be that guy today. Starts
okay.
Fights.
I just want to peek into the corner and just yell, resistance is futile.
All right, so what did you roll, Mike?
I rolled a 9 with 3 perversity points.
Okay.
And I was supported by Erica, who got 3 and supported me with 1 perversity.
Okay. How are these guys supporting?
You pull this trigger, and the energy gun starts to spool up and warms. Greetings, citizen. You have picked out a new demo copy of the energy gun brought to you by MDP and MC. Congratulations on your purchase, and now for your trial shot. And it fires.
And you see, that's how easily I could have wasted you, Marco.
Give me a violence check, Mike.
Shit balls.
And what, how else is Erica 6. Helping?
You rolled a 6?
Yeah.
I rolled a 7. The margin off was only 1. So, it explodes in your hand, but it doesn't maim your hand.
Ow.
The gun goes off. Everyone knows you were trying to fire off at Marco. Marco calls back. What the hell? Guys, I know you're, like, mad at the spam and all, but it's legitimate business. The computer's got my back. You can call them right now. Everything I've done is completely legal. You kill me, that's treason.
I'm doing
Justin,
it to prove a point.
I'm higher clearance. What is wrong with you?
Justin, did Erica do anything to aid in that shot?
She's my awesome cheerleader.
Was it just perversity points that she was
spending?
She
rolled as well.
Oh, she rolled as well.
Yeah, I did.
So what did you roll?
I rolled a 3.
You rolled a 3.
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, the gun still malfunctioned.
Okay.
So how are you aiding him?
You shot him too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happens. And just as he's going like, killing me is treason, I'm a higher clearance, and his head explodes.
Reservoir
and there's
God,
the team leader with the smoking gun.
You know what? He was really annoying.
You are both.
Nancy B begins to scream. The blue is just.
I have found you both completely guilty of treason, and you are to be summarily executed. So as they were, I'm shooting first at.
I'm gonna stab him with my poison blade.
Hold on, we're gonna start with Julian. Yeah. We're gonna go clockwise around the table.
Yeah. Okay, actually, so first things first.
Party Wyatt.
I already have my sword drawn, so I'm just going to use my sword to execute.
So we use it.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yep.
One at a time.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
We'll give you the crazy eyes. I don't know. I'm Derpy Hooves. It's right, okay.
So now what do I...
So you're rolling a violence check for melee weapons if you have that.
Yep.
This may have been a bad idea.
Tell me how far under the number you roll.
Okay. Six under.
Six under? So you were attacking team leader?
No, that was on Peter.
Okay. Now the sword that you're using... Let me just bring it up here on my sheet.
I kind of want to imagine that Julian, like, Cone spat rifles. Out his sword at him, and it just, like, becomes, like, like, a sword gun.
I'm like Kirby.
What?
I basically am Kirby.
That's amazing.
Your cheeks are, like, all puffed up and...
That's awesome. Just not right.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I think happiness officer, I want to take a happy pill because I want to find this thing very hilarious.
Okay. Here you go. Have some happy time.
I hope you get
time.
Fucking nightmares.
Justin? Justin?
Just give me a second. Framing a citizen. Sorry, I'm wasting a whole lot of time here.
That's okay.
So you're using just a regular old sword, right? So
It's a variable load balancing sword.
A variable load balancing sword. Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so... how far under were you?
Six under.
You were six under?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the boost goes with five. So you're maimed. Okay, so you maim the team leader.
I maim Peter.
Oh, Peter, you're aiming at the hygiene officer.
Because he fired first.
Okay, maiming means that a part of his body is removed from his body.
But I was like, I was... To stab you in the
so
prong.
He had his gun out just as it malfunctioned, and just as the team leader then blasted off Marco G's hand, you brought your sword down on his arm, and his arm separates from his body.
I'm gonna kick you in the dick.
Okay, so team leader, you've just committed an act of high treason.
Yes,
okay. Fuck him up! Defend my honor.
What next?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Okay.
I was annoyed. Oh, man.
He was four levels higher than you.
Yeah, but man, was he annoying. Holy shit.
I could have been.
I'm going to quote some Morgan Freeman at you. Shoot this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I could have very easily just administered him some easy does it, and it probably would have made things a lot easier.
Yeah, but this is more permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to act now. What are you doing?
My method is non-treasonous.
I don't like your
What are you
going
to say
logic?
To your teammates?
I did what I had to do.
Okay, happiness officer, what are you doing?
Give me a happy pill, please.
Can I yell as a free action while this is going on? I yell to Hunter. She has knowingly committed high treason. To not act in defense of the computer is treasonous. Prove your loyalty.
What would you suggest I do then?
Summary execution.
All right.
Or you can contact the computer.
Or you can contact the computer. For advice.
I'm contacting the computer.
I'm bleeding here!
You are bleeding.
I'm combining, yeah.
Clockwise.
Oh, sorry.
From Cassie.
Yep, I'm contacting the computer.
Okay. Hello, troubleshooter. How may I be of assistance?
It seems we have an issue. Oh, great computer.
Please explain issue.
Two of our team members had conspired and then continue to murder someone of, what was it, green clearance?
Blue.
Blue clearance. Is it blue?
He was green.
Marco, it was green.
G. Marco
green.
G for green.
Oh, green. Okay. Green clearance. What do we do? What would you have us do?
Stand by for processing. Internal security has been alerted to your presence. Your entire team may be compromised. Thank you for your patience in this matter. The line disconnects.
We died together!
Alrighty.
Mike?
I'm going to stab him in the head.
With my poison blade. I'm using violence, obviously. You better be a fuck two.
Do you have a violence for melee weapons?
I do not.
Okay, so this is just basic violence.
Which is a five.
Which is a five. So you're rolling under five.
I rolled a two.
You rolled a two. So that's three under.
Yep.
You have no training in melee weapons, which means everything you learned from watching vid shows, like shows like Shooter. So you begin to slash down, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, you hit your loyalty officer. It scratches into his armor, damaging prized computer equipment.
This is not going to end well for me.
He is snafu'd, which means for the next round he cannot take an offensive action. However, the poison, you're not sure. No blood has been drawn.
Hmm. Does it perhaps absorb through the skin like LSD?
Hmm, that's an interesting question. Steve.
Watch this unfold and be awesome. Boom, ha, boom, slash.
You know what? I'm gonna take a happy pill because I want to find this very hilarious.
Hold on, guys.
It is your duty to prevent treason. Like, knife sticking out of me.
Help me, asshole.
This is...
Well, I don't know what to do.
I'm the equipment officer. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Give me equipment to kill him. I've got one arm. Attach it or some shit like that.
Okay, Justin, am I close to them? Like, are they within, like, close quarters of each other?
Steve is freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do! Loyalty officer, it's now your turn.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
1 second, sending a message to the computer.
To the computer?
Yes.
Team leader, he's sending a message to the computer. What are you doing?
Shoot him!
I'm playing my theremin tar. No.
Rock you like a hurricane!
Take a perversity point. Happiness officer. The team leader has gone insane. The loyalty officer is contacting the computer. What do you do?
Seeing as...
Nancy B, as a blue citizen, I command you to dispatch your team leader immediately. She has committed high treason. You have now been ordered by a blue clearance citizen to kill your team leader.
All right.
Sounds so calm.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking die. All right.
Are you going to deny an order?
No. No. I'm going to take a shot at her.
This is the best 5 seconds ever.
Cool.
I feel like the Betty Hill music should be played during this comment. I need to decide what I'm going to do next. Fuck.
What happened, Cassie?
I take a shot at the...
What did you roll?
I rolled a three.
Yeah? Okay. So, here we go, team leader. I need you to roll a violence check.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm a rockstar.
So I'm fine. I'd spent my turn messaging the computer.
I got a 13 on my violence.
You got a 13, okay, so the gun goes off, fires into your theremin guitar, and it cycles up your arm as it explodes around you, and your arm is mangled and ripped to shreds as the theremin goes. Your collarbone shatters and you fall to the ground maimed.
Oh,
so you now have maimed both of the traitors. They're still very much alive, though.
Mm. Damn.
All of a sudden, the receptionist at the front. Hey, anyone order 12 scrub bots?
Oh.
This is about to get real interesting real quick.
Yes.
Shit.
Allow me to flail uselessly.
Mike, what are you going to do?
I'm still on vengeance, so while he's talking to the computer, I'm going to introduce him into the business end of my knife. Dick. I rolled a 6.
Do I count? Can I counter roll against these?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll a violence check.
I didn't counter roll the last one.
I'm going to stab you with a phone.
I rolled for you, actually.
With the blunt end of it, by the way. Because every end of a phone is a blunt
end. Guys, one at a time. I need to know who the rolls were.
I
didn't hear.
Six.
You rolled 6?
Yep.
And I rolled 8, and I'm using a perversity point.
Okay, but what is the difference between roll? We both had a margin of 2?
Well, because he rolled a 6. Sorry, the difference between ours is 2. But you mean the difference between the violence,
yeah,
right?
Between your violence checks. What are you rolling under?
Oh, shit, I didn't make mine then. My violence is a 5.
You made it a 5. And then what are you trying to roll under?
And I'm trying to roll under 9, and I rolled an 8.
Wait.
The only one who actually succeeded was Julian.
Julian succeeded this time.
Julian, he comes in with his sword again. You parry the blow. I'll let you attack back at him.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
You still just using swords?
Remember, I don't have a blaster because some asshole fixed mine
right
at the beginning of the game.
quote-unquote fixed.
All of a sudden, everyone in the room turns into a red demon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Fire and bullets are going off.
Oh, my God. And so
there's one in front of you that's holding a sickle in one hand, and in the other hand flies only the flag of the commie agenda.
Oh, I am going so crazy right now. I am going to fuck out of Peter. So, I'm definitely attacking with my sword and using a perversity point.
Okay.
This is not going as we planned.
That's not good.
That's okay.
I think that's the point of the game.
So my total is, how far was I under? 5 under, and I used a perversity point.
Okay.
Justin, can I come talk to you for a
second? So you begin stabbing into the demon in front of you, blood exploding, limbs falling apart. It's all happening. In the room, in the briefing room, he's moved into the decoy bot in the corner and is just attacking it with everything he can. His tin is falling apart and things are breaking apart. And once again, the loyalty officer has gone a little crazy. We've got, meanwhile, in the reception, you hear clunking sound, some gunfire from the front, and then a horrible, agonized yell. You hear a dozen bots moving into the reception area, all talking over each other. Mr. Bubbles says, get me off your list!
Justin, can I come talk to you for a sec?
Yes, you can.
All right.
That will have to pause the game while Steve is talking to me.
Basically.
Yell, because it's really quiet.
Oh, it's really quiet? Okay, sorry. So basically, what I want to do is that whoever, like, I'm just going to let everyone sort of duke it out on their own. That's why I sort of just laughed or freaked out, because I have a stun gun, and I want to, whoever is, like, the last one left, stun them so they hit the ground, so that hopefully when the scrub bots come in, they just see me as the only one left, and I could maybe try to convince them that they all were treasonous towards the computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah?
Here, when you go back, everyone gets more spam messages. Deliver this for me.
As willy-nilly as I want.
Just crumple them up and throw them at him. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I could have killed you. It's macho and shit.
Okay.
Not well thought out, but macho.
Ding, 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 ding,
Jesus.
Ding, ding. I'm check this with my one arm.
All right, so Steve, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna
look at all of my notifications I put in this nice little pile.
I'm just gonna stand and laugh as the mayhem continues.
Okay, happiness officer, you haven't gone in a while. What's up?
Am I able to use psychotherapy to try and calm down my loyalty officer?
Well,
over
you
here?
Have to talk to her.
To me.
What? Or talk. Go away. Psychotherapy will work on NPCs, but you can just talk to players as if they were real people.
Oh, geez. Yeah, okay.
I'm not a real person, however.
But she's saying I'm going crazy because I'm basically berserked right now.
Yes, exactly. So roll me a d20 and then actually say some real things.
Yeah.
Herpaderp.
Ooh, nice. That's good. That's a good thing. Okay.
Fucking commies. Fucking commies everywhere.
Gunter, it's okay. Shh. It's all right. There's no one here.
Commies.
They're not here. There aren't any commies here.
Commies and demons.
Let me give you something.
What'd you roll?
Can I take a free action during this point?
Yeah, what are you doing?
She's a commie! You're batshit crazy. You might believe me.
Can I roll this shit?
I don't even know what's going on.
Exactly.
Mike is basically trying to...
Okay, so what we do have is we have opposing psychotherapies. So this is opposing roles on Cassie and Mike determining the fate of Julian's mental stability.
Awesome. I like it.
Now, so Cassie has a couple bonuses because of her skill.
She's going to kick my ass.
So roll the die. Tell me the differences between the skills that you're rolling under.
Okay, what is this under again?
So it's there's...
Wetware, maybe? No, that's pharmacy.
Let me have a look at what we have. We've got management. It would be interrogation, con games, moxie, in your case, might definitely come in Kent. That's more for like, guys, listen to me, I'm big shit. But you're not really doing that to him. You're more like trying to...
Can I motivate him?
You're really trying to intimidate him.
I've got that, intimidation.
If you have interrogation, you do.
Oh, damn, I've got intimidation.
But it's a one, so you're going to have to throw like all of your perversity points into that.
Which I have none.
Yep.
You know what? We're going to let fate decide this.
Do I need to roll again? Because I already rolled for this.
Roll again, because then he yelled that out, and now you're countering that.
Right. I guess what I rolled. 20, I'm dead!
Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. Meanwhile...
I rolled a 4.
Yeah, so you describe the intense action in breathtaking detail, and you're able to talk Julian back down into reality. You calm down. The drugs have worn off for now.
Back to reality. Sorry.
The door to the display room bursts open, and dozens of scrubbots are waiting on the other side. Mr. Bubbles says... Take him off the list!
Crawling under a table. I would let you buggers fight this.
Scooting, like with your one arm, like okay. Clawing yourself
so
under
Steve
a table.
Steve crawls under the display table.
Yes.
Quickly, Steve, roll for me a violence check.
Okay.
Don't hurt me.
An 8.
An 8. What's your violence?
My violence is a 6. So I'm
okay,
use,
you
I'm
failed
use 2.
That. No, I'm not letting you use perversion in all this because right. You're getting a. You bump the table and you knock the packet of fire and forget me picks.
What?
We have dangerous flying toothpicks.
The entire box falls. Oh
my God. Stabs you in the head.
And I rolled under there.
Ooh.
And they all activate and swarm under the table.
Oh, God.
This may have been a bad idea.
A million toothpicks surround.
Him.
Your equipment guy.
Good. Fuck
oh,
him.
No.
Good.
And begin picking him apart like piranhas.
Oh, no.
Loyalty officer. Loyalty officer. You went under a table with a bunch of experimental equipment on it.
All right. So
why don't you run out the other room? Because that's exactly what Nancy's doing.
You told me I was running under the table. I didn't even say what the hell I was doing.
I said I was going under the table.
It was Mike.
Mike said I'm running
under the table.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. Everyone's talking at the same time. I was asking Steve what he was doing because, Mike, you'd already had your turn. Everything I just described
happens
is happening to you.
Oh, goody.
Steve, what are you doing? The guy with one arm who just tried to attack Marco G dived under the table and is now being eaten alive by toothpicks.
Choke on him!
So wait, where am I in relation to
you're
the
standing
room?
Next to the table in the display room. In the front door that leads into the reception hall are a dozen scrub bots that are heading towards you, ready to scrub you to death. Nancy has just booked out the back door heading into the storage room behind.
I'm going to book it to the storage room.
You start heading towards Nancy. Take a perversity point.
All right.
Loyalty officer.
I, too, am booking it.
As you're booking it towards it, you hear Nancy saying, "Activate the war scrub bot!"
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Team leader, what are you doing?
Uh-oh. Well, I was sobbing over my Thermentar. That was
yep.
quite
and,
upsetting.
And probably screaming over your maimed arm.
Oh, no, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are.
It's like Evil Dead.
It's take your Thermentar.
The
thanks to advances in Alpha Complex medication, pain medication is immediately administered through the Reflect armor. While she is horrified at the loss of her arm, she is not incapacitated by the pain of it.
I could totally see
so
you're
I'm
like...
So I'm still good in theory, even though I'm being eaten alive by toothpicks?
No, you're being eaten alive by toothpicks.
I could totally see
Team
you.
Leader, what are you doing?
Can I fuse the Thermentar to my arm?
Yes. Your Thermentar has been destroyed.
Oh, man, no. I'm booking it to the back room.
Happiness officer, what are you doing?
Laughing at my pain.
Happiness is mandatory.
See?
Take a perversion point, Mike.
All right, cool. Death is but a door. Time is but a window. I'll be back.
Let's see. I'm going to attempt to run to the storage room, but also use a perversity point to take a shot, another shot at
the
leader.
On the table, the fire and forget-me-picks have fallen to the floor. There's still a pair of boots, a pair of manacles, a beanie with a propeller on top, a robot, and that's it.
If I survive, that
fucking beanie's mine. Whistle. There's also a penny whistle.
Wait, did you say a robot?
There's a, well, the bot that you were attacking while you were going through your thing, it looks like it's just a decoy bot. It's basically like a trash can with sticks for arms.
That's awesome. High-tech shit, no less.
Okay, so...
I want to call the bot Oscar.
The rest are leaving the room, but since you were far, you were on the other side of the table, you've got a whole clear of it. Do you want to grab anything off the table before you leave?
The beanie.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking the happiness officer. The other people have already left, and one's being eaten alive under the table.
Well, wait. What?
I will take the beanie.
You grab the turboprop beanie, a gas-powered propeller yarmulke with a microfile turbine backup.
Jesus.
You're Inspector Gadget now.
Okay. Mike, you are currently being eaten alive by toothpicks.
Cool.
You have been vaporized.
Awesome.
Oop. Our first death. Yay! Mark one off on your clone. We'll try and reintegrate you as soon as the scene allows.
Wait. We got to commemorate this moment. This is the first time that any character has died in a These Warriors Are Terrible show.
Congratulations, Mike.
Due to stupidity and toothpicks.
Eaten alive by toothpicks. Honestly, a single toothpick wouldn't have done that much damage, but it did give me, if the entire box goes active...
How much damage did that do?
It had a violence of 14.
Oh my lord.
Jesus.
The damage is S1V. The V stands for vaporized. Stands for a boost. If it is only the margin of difference is more or is basically, unless a perversity point is used against it, and it succeeds in the attack, you're vaporized by toothpicks.
That's awesome. I'm a fucking meat pile.
You know what? That totally suits These Words Are Terrible.
And that's fair because combat wasn't planned in this room. So this is all your fault.
I love it.
Vaporized by toothpicks.
The four remaining members of the group are following Nancy B into the workroom as she activates the war scrub bot. She turns beside you, standing next to it. She grabs the blue sheet and pulls it off in a very dramatic fashion. And standing before you is a scrub bot, its mops replaced with machine guns. Its cleaning pine scent freshness replaced with napalm. It opens its eyes. Mr. Bubbles wants you off the list, dirty, filthy!
Did we just meet Mr. Bubbles?
Jesus,
its cutting torch activates and it begins moving towards you.
Towards us?
Towards the four of you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well,
I got off easy.
Okay, so first in clockwise, we've got Steve.
I'm going to... Wait, so it is coming towards us, right?
It's coming towards you, yes.
With...
And right behind you, coming through the display room, are far more than a dozen other scrub bots, just regular scrub bots.
I have no choice. I'm gonna try to shoot it.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Roll a d20.
Okay. I rolled a 7.
What's your violence? Are you firing with your laser?
Yes, I am, but I'm gonna use a two perversity points to get it to a 5 because my violence was a 6.
Okay, terrific. So you fire at it, and it's got armor. Of course, it's got armor on it. So that means it goes from, it's heavily damaged. Your laser blasts into it, and it destroys one of the energy weapons in its hand, and it begins still moving towards you, stomping away. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. Loyalty officer.
Mm-hmm. At this point, I say fuck to protocol, and I pull out my, I regurgitate my energy pistol with new grid targeting.
No. We're in a new scene, so that's cool. You can get away with that now.
And I'm going to use it.
Okay.
So I'm firing my laser. All right. And I got a 8, and my skill is 22. So that's a difference of a lot. 13,
okay.
14.
Okay. It's been busted. So it's still alive. It falls down to its one knee. It still has its gun. It's going to move forward. It's going to get, if the team leader and happiness officer don't dispatch it, its chances fire off its weapons. But it's no longer moving towards you. Team leader.
I'm going to attack it with my
You have one arm. Yeah. It is your right arm that's been destroyed. You have only your left hand to fire with.
Yeah.
Which weapon are you using?
I'm going to use my laser pistol.
You fire your laser pistol with your left hand. Have you attached the barrel to the body yet?
Because
you've never fired your laser pistol yet, have you?
No, I have.
Oh, yeah, you did with the Death Leopards.
I've been, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's how I blew that.
I was really hoping you'd have to attach the barrel with one arm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fun. Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
So do I roll?
Yeah.
Okay. 14. I'm going to use two of my perversity points, though.
Perfect.
So I'm at violence 9. So I have a 6 and a 3 in private. So 9.
Oh, no, your skill is because you're using an energy weapon.
Oh, my energy weapon.
So it's 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The hand flamer in its hand, you fire into it, and it goes up its arm, and the arm explodes and blows away from it. It still has one energy weapon and the cutting torch from its mouth going off. Mr. Bubbles wants you off its list. Happiness, officer. Happiness is mandatory.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, let's see
The
here.
War scrubber will go next.
Where am I in relation to my team leader?
You were the last into the room, so you are immediately behind the team leader, standing in the doorway. The war scrubber is in front of you, but between you and the team leader. Behind you, by only about 5.5 feet, are dozens of other scrubbers heading towards you, all talking over each other. Mr. Bubbles says, Mr. Bubbles says, Mr. Bubbles says. Nancy B is laughing hysterically from the other side of the room. You guys are going to get it.
Please kill the robot.
Yep.
Yes.
Happiness officer.
No, party wipe.
Okay.
I will not die alone.
Well, let's do it. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. I'm pulling out my chainsaw.
What?
Oh my God.
You got a chainsaw?
The chainsaw that was folded up inside of the jumpsuit connects in segments. Ching, 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 ching. What color was it, Cassie?
Indigo.
It's an indigo chainsaw.
Whoa.
Shit.
Whoa. Let's do this shit.
Roll me a violence check. What are you attacking?
The big guy.
You're attacking the war scrubber?
Yep.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. I rolled a 1.
It's wow.
Dead.
Dang.
The happiness officer all of a sudden gets really happy.
Yeah. Gigantic
takes
smile
the chainsaw,
on my face, by the way.
Moves towards the war scrubber and slices it really slowly in half. Mr. Bubbles! Shrapnel going, hitting Nancy B in the chest. She explodes from the pressure of all the energy weapons firing backwards in the war scrubber.
Wow.
You just pulled the Gears of War. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty much.
Steve.
Yes.
The dozens and dozens of war scrubbers entering through the reception hall have now consumed the table. Some of the random experimental equipment is going off and attacking the scrubbers as they now push their way into the door of the workroom. In the room, in the workshop, you have tables that would make and manufacture weapons. You have a storage, lockers, and shelves. And at the far end is a door in big red letters. Reactor.
I'm going to go to the reactor.
Okay. Violence check to start running.
Okay. Uh-oh. 17? I'm going
to trip. You trip forward and you become snafu'd. You'll be able to move again in the next turn. However,
ow,
the scrubbers might
really
have already
hurt.
Caught up to you by then. Loyalty officer, your equipment guy has just stumbled beside you, but the same situation applies to you.
As in, I'm snafu'd as well?
No, you're not snafu'd, but the guy in front of you is. Do you wish to just run over him and continue off into the to the reactor core, or are you going to help him up?
I can help him up, but they'll reach me, right? If I like it, before
if
my
you
next
help
turn.
Him up and take off, they'll be right behind you. If you don't help him up, and no one else does, by the time he gets up, they will have reached him.
You just grab the back of his shirt and pull him.
Yeah, you know what? I'll help him up and run for now. Actually, no, you know what? I'm just going to run.
Okay, roll me a violence check.
Gee, thanks for the help.
I rolled a 13. My violence is 22. My violence is 9. So I'm going to spend 2 perversity points to lower the margin.
Okay. As you run over, you step on Steve's leg, and then continue off down the room towards the reception or to the reactor core. We then go to the team leader, who is at the front of the group, so that means you are in front of the man who just fell over behind you, so you won't have to jump over him to continue. Are you going to go back and help him, or are you going to follow the loyalty officer that just begun running for the reactor core?
I'm going to follow the loyalty officer to the reactor.
Give me a violence just to see if you're able to take... Are you running at, like, full speed, or are you just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to take...
Oh, no. Okay. I'm not going to do this in leisure.
All right.
Okay, so I got 11, so it's just violence?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your violence?
That's 9.
It's 9? So you miss it by 2. You're not able to get up to the full speed. The loyalty officer is going to make it to the door long before you, but it's not so bad that you're going to fall over. So now we've got over with Cassie. Happiness officer, you're right at the door. These guys, you can feel the air of the mop spinning. The suds are in the air. The death is right behind you.
And it's
Mr.
Minty.
Bubbles wants you off the list. Dirty, filthy, dirty.
Could I attempt to run and slice through all of them with my chainsaw?
You can do anything you want.
Like a samurai dash?
Yeah. like just freaking like a motherfucking samurai. just bolt.
Lollipop chainsaw moves here.
Oh, yeah.
Ding. Ding.
And all the while, ding, we're still getting spammed by this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Ding. See, that's the advantage of being
totally cool
dead. I don't get spammed now. I just had to say something. I just ding.
These are just really annoying.
Clones gone wild.
Look at all the violations I'm doing.
Yeah. All right, Cassie, you're going to do the most amazing thing ever. How many perversity points do you or anyone else wish to spend to help her out?
I'm going to spend 1 perversity point to help her out.
Okay.
Sweet.
I am in no relation to be able to help out anybody. I'm on the ground.
Can I roll first and then add my perversity? Or...
No.
Do I have to do it all together?
Perversity first.
All right,
perversity
all in.
First.
I'm going all in. I'm spending 4 of these perversity points.
Okay.
And I'm
a total of 5 in. That's a violence, or actually, that would be a whatever, hand to hand.
It would be a mix of like hand to hand and energy weapons.
I don't have hand to hand or melee. I have energy
weapons.
So
then it's just violence check. Roll the die, happiness officer.
I have energy weapons.
And may the computer be with you.
You rolled, right?
Just roll the 20 die. I'll tell you if you work or not.
I rolled a 12.
You rolled a 12?
With 5 points added.
So as you guys are running towards the reactor core, you look over your shoulders. You see the happiness officer with the chainsaw still buzzing turn 180 degrees and run into the room with the hundreds of scrub bots. Mr. Bubbles wants you off the list! You hear some explosions, some cutting, some ripping, some screaming. Happiness officer, take 1 number off of your clone mark and put that to 2.
Yeah!
Second death.
So the 3 of you make it to the reactor core and you kick the door in.
Did she get any of them?
It doesn't matter.
I know.
She got like 4.
That's still pretty badass.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's a good way to die.
All right, we're in.
So suds galore.
As I run through them, I scream out, "Happiness is mandatory!"
Big radiation warning icons on the doors. In the reactor is in good shape and perfectly safe, unless any fighting might begin. You can use a hardware or habitat engineering roll. You can examine the room, but I think you're looking for a way out.
Yeah.
I'm going to quickly do a habitation roll, because I have 17 in that.
You know what's a way out? Die.
The dead cannot talk, Mike. Sorry. You'll be integrated very soon, as soon as they find into an appropriate place. It's just too isolated right now.
I rolled a 10, and I had a habitation. Habitation engineering in
on the 17. Far end of the room, around a circular catwalk with the reactor core glowing in the center. Think like a dilithium chamber, but with like leaks.
Okay.
Is up a ladder, a small ventilation shaft, written in very friendly red letters, "Exit," with a man running.
I am going to climb out to be able to get to that ventilation shaft.
Loyalty officer, are you following?
Yes, I am.
Are you helping?
Helping him get to the shaft.
Okay, the team leader is directly behind you. Is there anything else you want to do?
I'm going to, I'll turn around and I say, you know, you're destined for execution very quickly. So here, redeem yourself, and I give her a grenade, and then run. Like, follow Steve.
Team leader, the loyalty officer has just given you one of his grenades. You left all of your Bounty Bubble beverage grenade cans back in the limo, so what do you wish to do?
You know what? I'm going to go out in style. I'm going to pull this grenade.
Are you going to blow the grenade now, or are you going to wait until the scrub bots follow up?
I'm going to go back into the other room with the scrub bots with my grenade and just blow the shit out of everything. God.
Five
myself.
Perversity points.
Yeah.
Kisses from
so the two of you climbing through the ventilation shaft, you come out into a plaza on the outside. It's just behind you. You hear a loud boom.
Did we just both make it out alive?
I'm so wrong. Three.
You're not playing it right.
Hold on. Three pneumatic tubes come down from the ceiling. Sunk, sunk, sunk. And the three replacement clones come out.
Hey.
The computer voice. Troubleshooters, your team has been replenished. Please report to briefing for completion on your mission. Your mission completes in 35 minutes. Around the corners of the plaza, as far as you can see, are scrub bot behind scrub bot behind scrub bot. Mr. Bubbles wants you off his list. Dirty, filthy, filthy, dirty. We'll continue this next week.
All right. Well, that is it for These Warriors Are Terrible. A history making These Warriors Are Terrible with not one, but two deaths.
Three deaths.
Yes. That's right. And all they went out in style. Mike went out with a vaporizing toothpicks. Cassie goes out like River Tam in Serenity, shouting happiness is mandatory. And the good team leader goes down with her crew and sacrifices herself for the greater good of the friend computer. So that's it for These Warriors Are Terrible. This is sponsored by NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. You can get some great RPG books there. And also offworlddesign.com. You can be able to get some amazing geek t-shirts. And so for These Words Are Terrible, I have been Steve Snowball Sailor, joined with...
The first guy to die.
And?
Julian the Executioner Spillane.
And?
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
And then
And Cassie Choo Choo Choo, I let her go to the bathroom because she died. And I'm Justin Eacock, killing all my players, one equipment malfunction at a time. We'll go this all next week, where we will have a car chase.
I'm never buying toothpicks again.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!